We know prison populations are increasing. How about the parolee population? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Vincent Schiraldi, senior research scientist at Columbia University, says the prison population is only half the story.
Two reports were released recently chronicling a fourfold growth in the number of people on probation or parole and the impact that's having on incarceration. Community corrections, as probation and parole are known, now surveils 4.7 million people, more than twice as many as are incarcerated in America. One out of 53 adults is under community supervision, one in 12 black men and one in 5 young black males who haven't completed high school. It's widely publicized that the U.S. has 5% of the world's population, but nearly 25% of its prisoners. Less well known is that 4 out of 10 incarcerated people were on probation or parole when they were rearrested. Recent research has found that being on parole is actually a risk factor for reincarceration, as heightened supervision results in incarceration for minor misbehavior. Parole in New York offers a good example of how this impacts jail populations. Over the past 4 years, there's been a 21% decline in the city's jail population, allowing New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio to close one of the 9 jails on Rikers Island. But while every other Rikers population has dropped by double digits, the number locked up for state parole violations jumped by 15%. 1 out of 6 people incarcerated on Rikers were behind bars for parole violations, most for technical violations like missing meetings with their parole officer or misdemeanors or nonviolent felonies. States around the country have innovatively reduced community corrections violations while addressing public safety. When Arizona incentivized people under supervision by granting early discharge for good behavior, there was a 29% decline in violations and a 21% decline in rearrests for those under supervision. As policymakers look to reform the justice system, they overlook community corrections at their peril.
That was Vincent Schiraldi of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.